Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. So, today I'm just really thinking about how weird it is to be me. I mean, if I'm ever going to find anyone who experiences the world the way that I do, it's probably going to be right here in this forum. It's not often that I feel like people receive the world the way that I do, or that I'm like genuinely understood while speaking my own language. I had an experience that I'm going to share with you. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm going to start with Friday. I wasn't expecting to do that. So on Friday, I had this strange feeling from the time that I woke up. It just felt like someone was going to need me. Something was, you know, something was going to be wrong. More specifically, that that someone was probably about to or had just passed away. The last time I felt that so strongly, I actually did have several of my beloved lovelies pass. And it had happened real quick within a week, you know. So I'm talking to clients that day, and I'm actually paying attention to my phone, which I don't usually do unless my kids are in school. And I got a text message from one of my lovelies. She was in the ER. Fortunately, that didn't feel like the problem. I didn't feel scared about that. And they ran a bunch of tests, and side note, she's good. She's okay. But I woke up, I actually told one of my clients that day that I had a feeling something was going to happen, right? So I woke up Saturday morning to an email, a really lovely, long, heartfelt email from a female client that I see who I adore. I happen to see her whole family, siblings, children, and a big spot in my heart, her mother. This woman had passed. She graduated Friday morning. The story, I'm so honored that her daughter shared it with me. The story of her passing was everything we all wish for. Everything. And side note, it was exactly how I told her it would be, that she would choose and that she would see everyone and love everyone, and then she just would go to sleep and not wake up. And that's what happened. She, Thursday morning apparently, had said that she was ready. And she was able to talk to all of her children and her grandchildren. And then Friday morning, early in the morning, she graduated. This was one of the people who fills a mom-shaped hole in my heart, you know. And every talk that I've done, not everyone everywhere, but there's a event, the Addison Wellness Expo, every 6 months, April and October. I'm there and I talk, and every single time, there she is, front row center. And y'all know me. I mean, unless this is your first time, like, listening to the podcast, you know me, I've got a potty mouth, right? I don't sugarcoat stuff. Every time, front row center, listening to me cuss and smiling at me and hugging me and thanking me. And then coming and she talks to me privately. This lovely. And I read the email and it's beautiful, right? It's exactly what you would want. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful for her. And my first reaction is graduation, right? Just love and light, and thank you for sharing this story, and thank you for caring about me, and thank you to the rest of her family for wanting to make sure that I knew, right? Because we were special to each other. And I walk out of my room, and I walk into the den where my husband and my son are, and I see them. And then I break. My husband takes one look at my face and he knows I'm about to break. He just doesn't know why. And it doesn't happen very often, you know, but he knows that look. And he says, "Baby." And he just opens his arms. And if you don't know us, you don't know that he is literally twice my size. And so to crawl up on top of his chest is, you know, pretty comforting. I just start crying. I can't even tell him yet. My son comes over and he puts his hands on me. He says, "Mommy, what?" And all I have to say is, "One of my lovelies," right? And he knows. He knows. "Oh, Jennifer, I'm so sorry." And it's beautiful, right? The story is beautiful. It's exactly how any one of us would want to pass. There's nothing not beautiful about it. And it's amazing, you know, the calm and wisdom that our loved ones can have when we need them. My son, he's just saying, "Mommy, it's okay, right?" And my husband says something that helps me remember that he understands me more than I realize. You know, he's not on the same spiritual path as me, though he doesn't reject mine, of course. He says to my son, "You know, your mommy is really strong, but sometimes she needs to be weak too." And he says, "She gets to know people in a way that the rest of us don't. She gets to have all of these incredible friends that she understands, that she gets to get down to the core of them, that she knows things about them other people don't know. And there's this magical closeness that they get to have." And that sometimes that means there's pain. And my son says, "But Mommy, you know what to do. Just think about the good things." You know what? I was. That's all I was thinking about, and it's all I'm thinking about now, and that's what I told him to. I am thinking about the happy things. I'm thinking about the happy things, and that's why I cry. Not out of loss, not out of fear, not out of anything other than how blessed am I to get to have had this woman in my life. How blessed are you to get to have every person that you love, every person that touches your heart or fills your soul? How blessed are we to get to have them? And if they graduate or they go away for some other reason, that's okay. We got to have them. We got to have this. We got to share in this life together. I know that there are times in mourning that it's hard to accept that. But it's the truth, you guys. What a blessing. What a remarkable, beautiful thing. So it's the happy things are the reasons why I cry. And the memory of getting up in front of this room full of people and every time seeing her. And then knowing the next one's coming, it's in October. And she won't be there. She won't be there. Not in her body. But she'll be there. There's no question. And I'm going to save her seat. Be warned. I'm going to save her seat. My lovely who always talks before me, be prepared. I'm going to get in there early. And I'm going to save her seat. going to fill it with flowers. That's what I'm going to do. And you know what? Those of you who come see me talk to, y'all come help fill her space. Right there in the center. That will help. You know, I didn't think I was going to share this part, but I'm going to. So that night, Saturday night, I was asleep, of course, you know, we sleep. I woke up early and I was lying in bed and I was just filled with her presence. Not just her presence, but like the scent of her, which I didn't even realize that I knew until I smelt it. And she took my face in her hands. And she was young and spry and energetic for the first time, you know, since I've known her. She's been old, you know, as long as I've known her. And she said, "I'm not going anywhere. Don't you know that?" And of course, I immediately shift into, "Do you have a message for your daughter? Do you have a message for your children?" She tells me, "I've already given them their messages. I had a perfect passing, just like you said I would." And then she shows me the Addison Wellness Expo. And she shows me the flowers. That was her idea, not mine. And she walks up to me, like in this image of the expo, right? And she shows me how she's going to make it more. I have this human side of me, right? This voice in my head that tells me this whole thing sounds crazy. But it's weird being me. Every day, all the time. Yeah, every day, all the time. I mean, it's normal to me, but I'm constantly having these experiences most people don't have, you know? Seeing things, knowing things other people don't see and know. But there are still times that I need to crawl up in my husband's arms and just cry. And I know that there's a lot of people, my clients especially, who see me as so strong. And I am. I mean, I am. I know I'm a strong person. Thank you, universe and life, for teaching me to be. But I do try to share my vulnerabilities because I think it's important. And my human self always thinks that it's egoic to say such things. But the truth is, I think that everyone should know that there are days, there are circumstances when I'm grumpy or sad. I do define sad differently than most people, though. A lot of people think that sad is something that is a negative thing, that it's a loss, that it can own us somehow. Sad can't own you. And in spirit, it's not sad. It's release. It's release. Whatever it is, if it's the end of a relationship, it's release of all the pent-up emotions, right? All of the fear, the anger, the intuition that told us it was going this way anyway. And if it's death, if it's graduation, it's release. It's release of the need to hug her, to hold her hands, to see her face, to know that the occasional time someone said to her, "Well, you know, I'm glad you told me to come. Her message was nice, but she sure does have a potty mouth." And she says, "Well, if you don't like her word choice, you don't have to come." And they always came back, right? Because everybody believed in her, just like I do. I don't think she knew. She knows now. I don't think she knew the presence and power that she had. Very humble. Very humble. There's a little song that I sing with my children. I used to sing to my students when I was a teacher. I learned it when I was at Unity Village. For those of you who don't know, you know, along my path, I thought maybe I was going to be a minister. I have around 350 credit hours through the Unity Church, including some that I took at Unity Village itself. And I bring that up because I would like to, if I could, honor whoever the woman was who maybe made up, but at least taught me the song that I have taught to hundreds of people. And that despite the fact that I feel silly, I'm going to share with you today. Because I sang it once for sweet Irene. And she loved it. And it's the only thing I can think of right now. I feel wonderful, I feel wonderful, for this is a glorious day. I feel wonderful, I feel wonderful, and I know I'll stay that way. You are wonderful, you are wonderful, thank you for this glorious day. You are wonderful, you are wonderful, and I know you'll stay that way. Yeah, you are. And I am too. And so is sweet Irene. Be joyful, beloved. Be joyful, even when there are tears. Until next time, namaste. Thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I appreciate each and every one of you for taking time out of your day to spend with me. If you haven't already found me on Facebook and Instagram, come and find me there and join the conversation. My Facebook family is growing and we want you there with us. If you are inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking the green patron button. Not only will your support help keep us going and growing, but also coming very soon, there will be some patron-only content saved just for those of you that choose to help keep us on the air. If you haven't received word, maybe you haven't been following on social media, I am also offering some educational sessions for people inspired by the podcast that would like to learn and know more. You can find detailed information about that in the About section on my Facebook page. I want to send you each light and love, clarity and wisdom. I know always that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.